So I've been dealing with the social justice warriors for quite a while now. And in this time, I've accumulated a bunch of screenshots that are so fucking crazy that I really just have to share them with you. These are in no particular order, and there's no particular reason that I'm starting with Arthur Chu, when he says, "I wear black robes. I am a practitioner of the dark arts. I rigorously manage my own thinking and purge myself of dangerous, unthinkable thoughts. I mind kill myself on a regular basis." That does indeed sound like you wear black robes. But this is apparently what you have to do to be a feminist, anti-racist, progressive, i.e. a social justice stormtrooper. Fucking hell. You have to recognize that there is no neutral culture. Neutrality is impossible. I mean, you sound like a Sith, Arthur, just so we're clear. That culture is a cutthroat war of memes that you have to commit to picking a side, and setting yourself up as a neutral arbiter of memes is impossible and is a form of surrender. You have to constantly, quote, check your privilege and, quote, unpack the knapsack and all those other buzzwords. Because that's what they are to you, Chu, isn't it? You fucking rabid extremist. You are just using social justice as a weapon. You need to understand that the only way to be rational in this world is to be irrational. The only way to be fair is to pick the right side and fight for it. That is some crazy bullshit, Chu. The people who genuinely win are the people who do this. The people who refuse to do this are the ones who sit on the sidelines and never even lose because they aren't really playing. Well, not losing sounds pretty good, Chu. Honestly, Arthur, there's nothing there that makes you sound like a fucking fruitcake. I promise you. This is one that happened to me today, and proof that feminists can make themselves believe anything. So this feminist called, Why Not Eat Cats? Presumably because they're stringy, but, who are the social justice warriors? And what thoughts are they stopping? I haven't a clue what you're talking about. Oh, nobody knows. And so Eric Boyle says, feminists trying to ban video games they don't like for a start. And she says, what feminists? What games? To which I replied with the 48,000 feminists who got GTA 5 banned from Target. And so Why Not Eat Cats here went through a series of rationales which ended with, saying that this is a sign of some feminist agenda to take your games away is insane. So I clarified this by saying, a petition to ban a game from a store isn't part of an agenda to ban games. I know there's really no point in dealing with people like this because they are literally out to persuade you of anything. Anything, as long as it keeps their agenda moving forward. But goddamn, these people are fucking liars. They're also really unpleasant. I mean, this is the post that got Bewildered Ape ejected from the Mangina Club. When he said to Karen Strawn, fuck you, stupid bitch. After I'm done with Dr. Mason, I'm going to find where you live and do everything Dr. Mason subscribers said they would do to Anita Sarkeesian, you wannabe intellectual. Naturally, this didn't bother Karen in the slightest, and she dealt with it by mocking him. The only person who lost in this exchange was Bewildered Ape. Here's a short example of how social justice warriors are incentivized to create internet drama. Chloe Segal is creating Games and Stuff with 24 patrons, giving her $213 a month. Chloe has a paddy on the internet, and lo and behold, oh yes, Chloe is literally making twice as much money because of misogyny. But stop right there, cis scum. The writer of Feminist Frequency says that the scientific consensus is that playing violent video games increases aggression and aggressive behaviours. Amazing that so many are still in denial. I guess there's no link between aggression or aggressive behaviours and violence then, because long-term US study finds no links between violent video games and youth violence. Researchers conclude that the current media narrative may distract society from more pressing concerns such as poverty and education, things that Jonathan McIntosh doesn't know anything about. So here is a wonderfully generic hipster who says, if Sargon gave a flying fuck about anyone else's rights but his own, he wouldn't be an anti-feminist. And so I said, what nonsense is this? What rights don't women have that I do have? To which he replied, lots. Not that you care. So I asked him to name one. Naturally, he declined. Thanks, but no. You've made your mind up about feminism some time ago. I'm good, thank you. I really don't know why you wouldn't just win the argument by listing one of the multitude of rights that I have that women don't. I mean, it couldn't be that you're talking out of your arse, could it? I don't know where I found this one, but it's fucking amazing. Is it okay not to be sexually attracted to people because they're really big? I can't work out if this makes me a bad person. Of course it makes you a bad person. Let fat warrior goddess explain. Perhaps not a bad person intentionally, but you are clearly privileged if you think you have the right to choose one body type over another. You are, without being aware of it, oppressing the other body types by purposely going out of your way not to date and or have sex with them. Could this be a Poe? Possibly. I can't rule it out, but I've got nothing here that actually screams that this is disingenuous. It just screams fucking fat Tumblrite. I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with women who are skinny, but, you know, you are kind of implying it. But I do have to question the attraction men claim to have. I believe many of these men are closet homosexuals, fatphobes, and in some cases, pedos. Just fucking hell. Just fucking triggered. I say this because there is no way on God's green earth that any sane, grown-ass man would want anything to do with a woman who does not have hips, ass, or tits. I think it's not necessarily whether they're there or not, love. It's more the proportions of them. It's either that you think she looks like a little girl or you think she looks like a boy. Other times, men are just so hateful and afraid of big, beautiful women, they will punish themselves before admitting that we are sexy. This is really no different than if I were to not have sex with a black man because I didn't find him attractive. Obviously, that would be racist. That's like saying, you don't appeal to me because you aren't human. Are you suggesting that non-human things should sexually appeal to people? Do you know how racist that is and wrong? It's disgusting. By choosing one person over another, for whatever reason it may be, you are insulting the oppressed. Every time you walk around town with a thin woman, you're insulting fat women. Jesus fucking Christ. But I like this. I think you've asked this because you're willing to change. You know what you're doing is wrong. I have some news for you, though. We are here. We are growing in numbers and in weight. And 10 years from now, we will be the norm. Nobody except perverts, liars, and fetishists are going to be want to be with skin and bones. I sincerely hope you find yourself before that happens. I know what you're thinking. That is just too crazy to be real. But you do understand that social justice warriors are just getting started. How about this? In short, misogyny does not always attack women. In your example with the guy in the football team, it can attack men too. The beard and glasses guy's back. This time with his real name of Julian Williams, apparently. And we're talking about equal pay laws. And they keep passing fucking equal pay laws. And it's not working. And I say, have you considered that it might be factors other than sexism or oppression that are causing the overall disparity? And he comes back with, this is literally called the factors other than sex argument, and it's a common thing employers abuse. As if arguments themselves are now fallacies. We carry on, and I end up saying, it's a fallacy to think the only factor that could affect people's employment prospects is gender, though. And he says, it's not the only factor. Who's misrepresenting whose argument again? And so I reply with, you are now misrepresenting yourself, and copy and paste him the argument where he claims that the only thing that affects this is sexism. I, of course, backed off after that because I was worried that he might pull a Steve Hoggarty and, on the advice of his lawyer, report Gamergate to the police for mocking his tweets. Have fun in prison. Hello, police. Yes, there are people on Twitter mocking me and the things I'm saying. I would like you to arrest them. Thank you very much. See, Steve, doesn't that sound retarded? No one's going to jail for mocking your tweets, you moron. I found this in an article somewhere and I really wish I'd saved it. Because they say it's an education technology issue, because we must address the culture of meritocracy misogyny that permeates so much of the technology industry. I think they're honestly saying that meritocracies are misogynistic, which I would have thought would have been a misogynistic statement in itself to imply that women are inherently less good at things than men. Look at these customer reviews on Amazon for this Innovating Women, the Changing Face of Technology. 25 5-star, 1 4-star, 1 3-star, and 1 1-star. It should come as no surprise that the 1-star review comes from the blue whale herself, Randy Harper, from San Francisco, to nobody's surprise. The author, Vivek Wadia, spends his time harassing women on Twitter when they try to call him out on his approaches to feminism. He's not interested in inviting conversation, but instead thinks it's acceptable to intimidate and silence women from his book's Twitter account when criticism is directed at his personal account. He's using feminism to profit. Really, Randy? Really? What a surprise. Randy is projecting all over someone else. This is an extract from a Digra paper. Brazil has built an amicable culture which avoids conflict and in which taking a stand is not usually as valued as not taking part in confrontations. Both racism and sexism are often almost invisible, being implicit rather than explicit. Although no one might say sexist remarks out loud, the message is there, making female players warier of making mistakes. An implicit discrimination might be harder to fight against, for it may seem to be a non-existent threat. But despite the lack of evidence for racism and sexism, by God, we are convinced that it is still there. It's not that our ideology hinges on the fact that the world must be racist and sexist, because if it's not, we have nothing to fight against. This is a newspaper article from the early 20th century. Women demand bachelor's tax. Austrian feminists declare 500,000 single men are shirking their duty. Vienna. Mussolini's tax on bachelors has had an echo here. Within a short time after the Italian parliament passed a tax law, the Austrian Alliance for Women's Rights demanded through the press that Austria should use this method of increasing marriages. At once, the Austrian men formed an Alliance for Men's Rights, a battle started with statistics as the principal bullets. The women assert that there are now 600,000. I love the way they kept exaggerating the figures. 600,000 unmarried men of marriageable age in Austria who are preventing an equal number of women from making a home by shirking their duty to marry. My God. It's weird because when you get dipshits like Matt Binder going, 100 such years ago, women would still be viewed as chattel, then it turns out that they were actually ultra entitled and bossy enough to get this shit in the fucking newspapers. I mean, come on. Also, I have been practicing my Matt Binder impression, and I'm more than happy to debate him any time he wants. This is the Twitter bio of someone called Christine of R, and I must have saved it for this reason. Intersectional feminism, disability, mental illness. Move along, please, ladies and gentlemen, nothing to see here. Here's another example of the Mennkampf effect. You know you're living in a patriarchal society when the word feminist has a weird connotation from Ellen Page, which could be transliterated as, you know you're living in a black-controlled society when the KKK has a weird connotation, white supremacist using feminist logic. Honestly, what makes me most uncomfortable about this picture is the fact that the words feminist and logic are used in a sentence together. Since we're doing comparisons, these are actual quotes that are from these actual people. I genuinely checked. So Adolf Hitler says society's needs come before the individual's needs, and Hillary Clinton says we must stop thinking of the individual and start thinking about what's best for society. No, Hillary. That's how genocides happen. You fucking idiots. Honestly, don't vote for Hillary Clinton. She is fucking awful. She is the corporate candidate. She's going to aid nobody but herself and her cronies in big business. This is a conversation I had with Chris M, a very nice chap on Twitter. I say, you had a run-in with Pixie Jenny too, eh? And he says, it's nightmarish, Sargon. A constant battle of propaganda. The littlest thing will be taken and entirely distorted. That is exactly how they work. Exactly. I guess everyone's got to learn the lesson sometime. I don't know how I came across this, but on Tumblr someone posted an I'm calling you out card. You just said something offensive.
I think I'm probably going to need cards that say, I don't give a fuck. And look at that person's grubby fingernail. But you can start by searching Google to learn why it was offensive. Start here. Racism, sexism, heterosexism, cissexism, classism, ableism, other. Do not play 20 questions with me. Oh my fucking god, I think it might be necessary to figure out what sort of crazy is going on in your mind. So I couldn't help but notice on Twitter the other day just how phenomenally well the victims of Gamergate are doing for themselves. I mean, this is really paying off for them. Brianna Wu, you know, there with her makeover, her dyed hair, and her fancy fucking motorcycle. Zoe Quinn, presumably using her boyfriend's daddy's connections with Congress to get a congressional hearing, which eventually amounted to nothing, but I mean, she's doing pretty well, isn't she? And Anita Sarkeesian. Oh, Anita. I'm such a victim, but I am one of Time's 100 most influential people. Exciting to see Feminist Frequency's media criticism work recognized by Time 100. It's so tough when you are the victim of everything, and yet you can't help but humble brag. Of course, I'm being terrified out of my house. Everything's awful. I am one of the most influential people in the world, mind you, but I am being terrified by things people are saying to me on Twitter. Quick, give me money. I don't know how I found this one either, but this happy chappy says, I hope Sargon goes to prison on some bullshit. That's not very nice, is it? I'd rather, if I'm going to go to prison, I want them to be at least legitimate charges. This is the problem with these men's rights advocates. Oh, God. They all seem to be cool with taking down feminism, but they always turn out to be conservative assholes. Listen, pal, I'm not the one who's arguing to cover up women's bodies and ban pictures of women in bikinis from being in adverts, alright? But the reason you fuckers think that everyone's right-wing is because you are so phenomenally left-wing. In fact, you are left-wing to the point where no kind of compromise is even possible. You've kind of turned into a cult. And the worst part about your cult is that it is crazy and self-contradictory. For example, Feminist A says damsel in distress tropes are sexist. Men have got to stop rescuing women. Feminist B says, men, women need your help. I'm sure you can kind of see why men would be like, you know what, fuck it. Just fuck it, I just don't care. I mean, the thing is, we know that you don't really buy your own bullshit. Because, I mean, like this, if gender is a social construct and women are oppressed by the patriarchy, why not become a man? Because you can't become a man, because gender isn't really a social construct. Gender roles are probably an expression of biological sex, aren't they? But you know what, I know this has thrown you into a tizzy, and you're probably freaking the fuck out right now. So here's a video of my friend's cat shopping on Amazon.